It's Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Joe, you ready to do the Hummer game?
I've never played.
Get your Hummer ready. Wait, you've never played this?
No.
All right, so here's Gianna, you haven't played either?
Never played this.
All right, here's the deal. If you've been a listener for a while, you may have heard of this before. It's the Hummer game where we will hum a PST song and you've got to guess it.
Gotcha.
Sounds easy, but sometimes it's not so easy.
It depends who's humming to what song.
So you're going to get to pick who you hum, who hums for you. And if you get it right, you're going to win a prize. We're going to keep going until people guess our songs.
Love it.
Until our PST listeners guess our songs. Mm-hmm. All right, first up is Desiree in East Windsor. Good morning, Desiree.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. All right. So who do you want to hum for you? You have your choice between me, Joe, or Gianna.
I'll say you, Chris.
Me?
Oh, geez. Pressure out of the gate. I like that. Show us how it's done.
All right. So I'm going to hum you a PST song, and then you've got to guess what it is. You ready?
Ready.
You're constipated.
I get into this.
You got any guesses, Desiree?
Desiree,
yeah.
I
so,
can't
what
even help
is
you.
That PST song that I just hummed for you?
Could it be Houdini?
Oh, I could. Oh, yeah.
Is it Houdini? All right, so that's
how.
Good try, Desiree. Thanks for calling.
No.
All right, so that's how it's done. So let's line up the callers, and you still have all three of us to guess here. So give us a call right now if you want to play. 609-243-92 here of the Hummer game on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Going commercial free at 10, another 94-minute commercial free music sweep. All right, so we're down to two.
Yeah.
We're down to Joe and Gianna. We've got Rick and Mount Laurel on the line. He's our next contestant. For the Hummer game. Hey, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show today.
Thank you. So you've been listening. This is kind of easy, right?
It seems like it, yeah.
That's why
Chris wasn't that great at it, but.
Come on. All right, so you get to choose between Joe and Gianna. They're going to hum you a song, or one of them is going to hum you a song, and you just have to guess what it is.
All right. Well, see how it goes.
Okay, right. Pick. You get either Joe or Gianna. Who do you want to hum for you?
Gianna.
All right.
She was like, oh, man. You should have seen her face.
I was really banking on hearing Joe sing a little song for us today, but that's fine.
I'm going to get a break today.
All right, Rick, you ready?
I'm ready.
Hit it, Gianna.
Okay.
All sounds like the same note.
Oh, I just got it at the end there.
I have no idea. Rick, what do you think?
That's got to be, sounds kind of like Oom Bop, but I'm going to say Ghost by Justin Bieber.
Oh.
Is it? It is not that.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Rick, I let you down.
Oh, no.
I let you down.
Sorry. All right, listen, phones are open, 609-243-9778. Call in right now if you want Gianna to hum that song for you so you can get these tickets. It's 94.5 PST.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey,
grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, trying on all our clothes, boys blowing up our phones, drop top and playing our favorite CDs, pulling up to the parties, trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up tonight, I'ma fight till we see the sunlight, tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop, no.
Yeah.
talking about everybody getting crunk. Boys try to touch my junk. Gonna smack him if he getting too drunk. Nah, we go until they kick us out. The police shut us down. Police shut us down. Shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ blow my speakers up.
Need some humming lessons.
She's no worse than you were.
Oh, I thought I was so spot on.
Hummer
game here on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. We hum a PST song, you guess it. It's as simple as that. We're blowing out tickets to the Buy Right Beer and Wine Fest today. Mercer County Park, it's tomorrow. It's going to be an awesome day there. Huge selection of craft beers and fine wines. We got ticket info for everybody else. Grab all your friends. 945PST.com. All right, Jen in Philly is on the line. All right, Jen, it's your turn.
All right.
Now, you can either stick with Gianna if you think you know what Gianna was humming, or you could always go with Joe. Joe has a song prepared, too. It's your choice.
All right. I think I'm going to stick with Gianna because my kids think they know what it is.
Ooh. All right, Gianna, replay your... Well, Gianna, do it again live because okay. It was such a great performance.
And you know what? My choice of section of the song probably wasn't the best, so maybe we'll move on to a different section.
Maybe do the hook.
Yeah, we'll do a nice little other section. All right, you ready, Jen?
Yeah.
Are the kids ready? Are they listening?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys cannot go to a beer festival.
That's true. Mom gets to go to that.
Here we go.
Okay. Is it levitating?
Is it levitating? It is levitating.
Good job. There it
you guys
is.
Got
Mom's
it.
Going to a beer fest tomorrow, kids.
Get a baby. Joe will babysit.
You probably don't want that.
I don't know if you want that, Jen.
All right, Jen, hang on. We got to get some info from you. All right, we have to talk about a little restaurant etiquette here. It's Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Chris, Joe, and Gianna. Is it rude to ask a waiter or a waitress, you know, your server, to come back and give you a little extra time because you hadn't decided on your meal yet? I was out with a friend yesterday and, you know, we get to chit-chatting. So we weren't ready when he came over for the first time. And he even asked, do you need a few more minutes? So I said, yes, answering honestly. He walked away and my friend was like, oh, that is a no-no.
Really?
Interesting.
I was like, what? I've been done that more than once, I hate to say it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I'd rather them come back in 10 minutes when I actually have made up my mind, so they're not standing there and I'm staring at the menu like, the chicken, tilapia. Like, I'd rather
than asking questions. What would you get? Yeah. Do you ever do that?
Yeah, see, that's annoying to me. I'd rather just everybody order. It's a 2-minute ordeal and then everybody just, they leave and they can go do their job.
She was accusing me of clogging up the table.
There's an argument to be made about that. The speed that you move at a table, period. period, start to finish in a meal. There's an argument to be made. You're taking up space if there's a wait.
Do you know for the first time, I think it was a place doing Mother's Day brunch or something, they actually wrote on...
A limit?
Yep, you have a 90-minute time limit. 90 minutes.
To sit at the table. Yeah, I've seen that
to
before.
To sit at the table.
Sometimes when it's like a buffet-style restaurant or something like that, because I remember I did a buffet-style for Thanksgiving one year. And
they put a time limit on you?
They do have like a recommendation of like a time. They're like, okay, start wrapping up. Like, because people, I guess, will sit there for hours and hours on
space,
end.
Yeah.
Having coffee or whatever.
Right.
So, but I don't know. You can tell us what you think right now in the 94.5 PST app chat. Is it rude to ask them for a little extra time?
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
I definitely want to hear from servers, too. I mean, I didn't know I was being rude.
I don't know if you are. Coming up at 7:40 in just a few minutes, we're going to play Can't Beat Chris. Last Can't Beat Chris of the week. Chris is on a 7-day winning streak, so we'll see if it continues into Monday.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST. It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
Friday's edition of Can't Beat Chris. Who do we have on the line to take Chris on today?
Hi, it's Nate from Princeton. It's my first time playing Can't Beat Chris.
Oh, so starting off on a clean slate.
Ooh, he's a virgin.
Yes, in Can't Beat Chris land.
All right, Nate, you know how it works. We are going to send Chris out of the room, give you three questions, and then we'll give you some privacy, and then Chris will come back in, answer the same three. We'll see how it goes, all right?
All right, sounds perfect.
Get out of here, lady.
Yeah.
All right, Nate, you ready for your first question?
Bring it on.
All right, here we go. Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox were out for a girls' night in L.A. last weekend. What was Jennifer Aniston's character's name on Friends?
Rachel, lock it in.
All right. Question two. Channing Tatum turns 44 today. He played a male stripper in a movie released in 2012. Name that movie.
Magic Mike. Lock it in.
All right, we're locking in Magic Mike. Final question. Dua Lipa is releasing her new album, Radical Optimism, in exactly 1 week from today. Name this Dua Lipa song.
Watch me dance, dance the night away. My heart could be burning, but you won't see it on my face. Watch me
dance the night. Lock it in.
All right, we're going to lock that in as your answer. We're calling Chris back into the room.
Can't Beat Chris, powered by Legoland Discovery Center Philadelphia. Jump into a world of creativity, color, and playful learning. Info and tickets at philadelphia.legolanddiscoverycenter.com.
What's up, Chris?
Hello.
All right, Nate's answer is completely locked in. Nate, how do you feel like you did?
I think I did okay. I mean, I'm pretty confident in myself.
Ooh, jeez. Yeah.
Chris is definitely not a virgin. I can't beat Chris, though, so keep that in mind.
Here we go. First question for Chris. Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox were out for a girls' night in L.A. last weekend. What was Jennifer Aniston's character's name on the show Friends?
It is Rachel.
You guys both said Rachel, and you're both correct.
Ooh, 1-1.
Here we go. Question two for Chris. Channing Tatum turns 44 today. He played a male stripper in a movie released in 2012. Name that movie.
Yes, he did. It's called Magic Mike.
You guys both said Magic Mike, and you're both correct.
Woo!
All right, here we go. Final question for Chris. Dua Lipa is releasing her new album, Radical Optimism, in exactly 1 week from today. Name this Dua Lipa song.
Watch me dance, dance the night away. My heart could be burning, but you won't see it on my face. Watch me.
It's called Dance the Night.
You guys both said Dance the Night, and you're both correct.
Whoa. It's a tie.
Nate, I got to say, for your first time playing, a tie isn't half bad, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Because you guys tied, we're not going to make you say that phrase of shame. And you are going to get tickets to the Buy Right Beer and Wine Festival happening in Mercer County Park this Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Wow.
Awesome. Whether you're a beer enthusiast or a wine connoisseur, come enjoy a great day at Mercer County Park. Info and tickets now for the Buy Right Beer and Wine Fest at 945pst.com.
Listen Monday morning at 7:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
A lot of PST Nation is in New Jersey, so I feel like we got to talk about the Bon Jovi docuseries. Just came out on Hulu, and apparently Richie Sambora, not happy about this. Now, he was a willing participant.
In the interviews, right?
Yeah, he gave a ton of interviews, extensive interviews. They were all kind of excited about it. John invites him over to his house to view it. Hey, come on over, Richie. We'll view this thing together. He got so mad after episode 3, got up and walked out. His rep said he is not happy with the way he was portrayed. Oh, no. And specifically, the way he left the band. Makes me want to watch it even more now.
Yeah, well, true.
There, you can watch it.
John admits that he wasn't a saint through his marriage. I think one of the most shocking things was that it seems like he cheated several times on his wife, Dorothea. We all thought that was like the perfect love story. They were like high school sweethearts. She stuck with him the whole time and everything. So, this is kind of interesting. So, Emma Stone would like you to know that Emma is not her real name. And she'd love it if everybody started calling her by her real name, which is Emily.
This is so odd to me. I know it's like a stage name thing, but it's odd.
When she first came on the scene, apparently there was another Emily Stone. Do you know another Emily Stone?
No, but sometimes these things happen where there's a random B-list actor with it or something, yeah.
Yeah, so she changed it, or her agent told her she's got to get another name. So she went by Emma Stone, but she says she's ready to get called by her real name.
I'm here for it.
It's going to be a challenge. We kind of know you as Emma.
I know.
Anyway, Joe, this is interesting. In hot people news.
Okay. What did I do?
A study found that, well, not you, Joe, that by you being around attractive people, I mean, you're in a room with two hotties. Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
You're going to be more honest. So
that hasn't worked yet.
When an attractive woman, when you're around an attractive woman, not you, but guys, when guys are around attractive women, they tend to be more honest. But when you're around other women, less honest.
Joe, so be when you're around the uglies, you're not as, you don't care as much. That. Well, I mean, that's what I heard.
Joe, be honest about how hot I am. Please. I need to be gassed up.
Oh, my God. You're both gems.
Oh, that was nice.
It's coming from a gay fan, you two. So it doesn't mean
much.
I'll take it. In this office, you're both gems.
Thank you. All right, there.
Shouldn't have said that out
There's
loud.
There's the scoop.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
All right, just after 8, we are getting down to the last couple of days for a $30,000 in your hand. Come on, we want to set you up. This could be a beach house for an entire summer. Wouldn't that be amazing, you and your friends? So get ready today. The PST app is what you're going to download. You're going to enter all these codes in there, and you can get $30,000 in your hand. Sponsored locally by Dogs and Cats Rule for all natural pet foods and supplies. Online at dogsandcatsrule.pet. Just after 8, we'll give you the first one of the day.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.
All right, you work hard, right? When do you think it's an acceptable time to kind of kick back and have your first drink of the day? Because, of course, another thing we can't agree on here in the studio, it's Chris, Joe, Gianna. Phones are always open, 609-243-9778. We were watching this on TV the other day here in the studio. They were debating the perfect time to have your first drink of the day.
Right.
I say 5 o'clock. Now, I say that meaning when your work day is done. Traditional 5. Whenever your work day is done, I think that's the perfect time to kick back, have a drink. You had a long day.
That is far too late in the day. I think we need to start, keep our day going with a nice drink. I'd say like 11-ish.
11?
Well, like go to lunch, have a nice cocktail.
No way. I'd never come back to the office. I'd never finish the rest of my day if I did that.
Yeah, but just a cocktail. Like you're not drunk after one drink.
No, I hear you.
And then you pick up where you left off when the day ends.
Takes the edge off.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what I would do.
But if I take the edge off, I don't want to get back into, I've got a report done at 4. I need to get a deadline. I have a meeting at 3. Like it's
what
just
reports
me, like
do you have to do at 4 p.m., Chris Rollins?
No, I'm just saying in general for, you know what I mean? If I'm starting to relax, I want to continue to relax. I don't want to then kick it back up. Do you know what I mean?
I hear you. I just think having a nice little drinky poo can kind of just make the day more exciting. Like, doesn't everything just kind of feel like a video game? You're just playing like a virtual reality video game. That's what life feels like when you have a drink.
I think I take a nap on my desk afterwards. You know, when you hit the brakes on your buzz, it's not good.
It's not, but yeah. your day will probably end before that happens. Like just as you start to start feeling like, oh, this is kind of getting annoying, you're day one. You can just go home and have some wine.
I would say a morning cocktail is totally acceptable starting at about 7:30 to 8 a.m., depending on what time you wake up. You have to have a sip of coffee, and then you're good to do whatever you want.
A little Baileys in your coffee in the morning, maybe?
I do kind
of
love that.
One little bit of regular coffee or whatever, orange juice without you know, champagne, whatever that is. And then from there, you can go buck wild. I don't care if it's a weekday, a weekend, a day that, as long as it's a day that ends in Y, which, spoiler alert, they all do, you can do it.
Oh, all right, phones are already ringing. I'm dying to hear what you have to say. 609. I think it's the best time for your first drink of the day. You know, we're getting close to the weekend here. You need to relax. You need to chill.
If you haven't cracked one open yet, you're not doing today, right? If you're not driving.
Of course, that's a given. All right, it's Chris, Joe, and Gian. This is what we're debating. We saw it on TV, and they were debating, so we figured we'd debate too. Let's get Cherie on the line, because I don't think she agrees with you, Joe. Right, Cherie?
5 o'clock. What kind of jobs do you people have?
Cherie, you know what I say. You drink for the job you want.
I work with kids. Joe, you'd get your wish. I would be a stripper and a federal pin.
Yes!
Look at that.
Cherie, I would come to your show. Not really sure if I'm allowed there, but I would come to your show.
I'm with Cherie on this one. I think you can't have a sip of alcohol until you're done with your work for the day. And I'm just speaking for myself. If I started drinking during the workday, whatever point I was into the workday, that would be the last of it. I would not get anything done. Like if I went out to lunch, let's say, and then had a drink, I wouldn't come back. I wouldn't be able to concentrate. I wouldn't want to. Once I get a drink, I want to relax or have fun. You know what I mean? And then to kind of put the brakes on that and go back to the office or back to work, no way.
Let me pivot. What about a Saturday or a Sunday? How early? Because I bet we have drastically different answers even on that, I bet.
No, bets are off on the weekends.
7 o'clock in the morning, you popping a bottle of champagne? Because I would.
You could.
I would. If I don't have to be here or working, absolutely. I'll have a morning shower beer sometimes on a Saturday.
There's nothing. Morning shower beer?
Ooh. Yeah.
Enjoy the day.
If it's like, if I'm going to like a Phillies game, I'm starting in the shower.
It all depends. God. It all depends on how productive I have to be. I got to get my stuff done before I start drinking. Because once I'm drinking, I'm not doing anything productive.
No, and in fact, I have some tasks I have to do some Sundays. I'll go home and do them after I've Sundayed Funday'd. It's my like, oh, well, okay, it's my, I got to go home now. Yeah, I mean, listen, where you can fit it in. Now, I do not have a problem yet with drinking. I hope not.
He says yet.
Yeah. I hope not. Every weekend, I think I'm a little closer to that. But I think on a Sunday, a Saturday, all bets are off.
I think I just feel like sometimes you have to break up the day.
Now, Shells in Ardmore says she thinks 11 o'clock is a good time. That's what she's picking.
Yeah.
She says, it's terrible. I had a dental assistant at my job, and if it was a stressful day at lunch, she would just go to the restaurant next door and have a shot, and she'd be fine afterwards. She said, I don't know. She didn't get caught.
Wow. Yeah, see, that's a lot. Doing a shot. Like, oh my God. I'd say if you had a nice little cocktail, and the minute you start to feel a buzz, you got to dial it back a little bit if you got to actually be productive. But
well, I mean, the dental hygienist going, oh, that's...
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
I mean, power tools in your mouth?
The rest of the day, I just sit at a desk and mash keys. The worst thing we do here out here is play the wrong song. I mean, I'm not going to ruin the day.
We really should do this with mimosas and see where it gets us.
Yeah, true. It's true.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
All right, coming up at about 8:30 this morning. So Ryan Seacrest and his girlfriend have called it quits. So we got to talk about this. Stick around.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.
Yeah, so there's been another celebrity breakup. It's Chris and the crew, Chris, Joe, and Gianna. Ryan Seacrest broke up with his girlfriend. I gotta tell you, I'm mad at Ryan Seacrest. So he's 49.
Mm-hmm. His life, his choice, Chris.
She's 26. No, I'll tell you why. They've been together 3 years. Beautiful years. That's what the statement says. They spent 3 beautiful years together. And now they're parting ways. The reason that I'm hearing that they broke up is because he was feeling pressure to get married. Here's where I get mad. If you're dating a 26-year-old, chances are she's going to want to get married.
Right.
So you need to go into that relationship saying, listen, I'm not in this for, you know, heading down the aisle at the end. Don't you think, you know what I'm saying?
You almost have to set the expectations like in the beginning of the relationship because once you get too far into it, it's kind of like you should have said something earlier, not 3 years after.
So they started dating when she was 23. Yes, of course.
Right.
She's going to want a ring.
Right. Oh, yeah, that is kind of messed up. I don't know.
So now she's wasted 3 years. Thank God she's only 26.
Yeah, I mean, you know she's still young. But
yeah, she's going to find somebody.
I mean, but this is what Ryan does. Ryan has this,
he has a tendency.
He has a tendency to be with a girl for about 2 to 3 years, and then they ended. I mean, he was with Julianne Hough for like probably 3 years around 2010 or so.
That's right.
And then he had that girlfriend that they officially broke up at the start of COVID, that they were together about 3 years and stuff.
They have a shelf life in his world. And I think that's about the time, right, when you start itching for a ring.
Right.
Been together 3 years. That's what happened with my relationship, about 3 years.
Right.
You're looking for a ring. Like, where is this going?
Yeah.
And he should know. If he's dating, and he also dates people much younger than him.
Right.
I kind of don't think it's fair. He needs to tell them right from the beginning, yeah, we're not getting married.
And I just think in any relationship with anything, not even just getting engaged, with any views or expectations, you got to just set it right in the beginning or else.
Yes and no. I mean, when you don't want to scare them away. Listen, I'm not necessarily one looking for marriage. I'm clear when I meet somebody about that, but I don't want to roll that out on date two where immediately they're like, whoa, he's already thinking long term with me. You know what I mean? Like, it's a catch situation.
Well, and I think also he's probably afraid that they're not going to commit if he says, I'm not here for the end game.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to be like, well, if you're not doing that, I'm out.
But you know what's a little sketchy to me about all this is that within those 3 years, I'm sure at some point prior to the 3 year mark, wouldn't you talk about your future,
kids, marriage,
like stuff you would see?
Totally.
I just think it's a little odd.
Well, and here's the thing too with him, like how much time do you think they're actually spending together?
Yeah, he's a busy fella.
That's true. He's in LA and New York. Doesn't he fly all the way across the country?
Well, one of the reasons why they said he stopped doing the daytime talk show was because, I mean, the tabloid said that he stopped doing the daytime talk show was because he wanted to be more dedicated to his LA life with his girlfriend and stuff, and she'd put the pressure on him to do this. So maybe he did compromise. Maybe that was step one. Maybe I'll move here, but we won't get married.
Or maybe he should wear a sign next time that says, look, I'm not getting married.
I can't
beware. Caveat. Here's a caveat to me.
But if you're getting into a relationship with a guy like that, by the way, the history, I mean, it's a very public history of him being with girls for about 2 to 3 years each time.
Don't you always
think you're going to be different?
I was going to say, don't you always think you're going to be the one he'll eventually commit to? But
that's naive anyway, if I ever heard it.
He's single again, Ryan Seacrest.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
Yeah, so one of the guys from Bon Jovi, not happy with this new Hulu docuseries that's out today. I'm going to fill you in at about 8:48. We'll do the scoop.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the crew's Daily Scoop.
So this new Hulu docuseries, this Bon Jovi docuseries, Thank You, Goodnight, is out. I'm dying to watch. This might be my thing this weekend. So, I'm a Jersey girl, so I'm interested in Bon Jovi. Apparently, Richie Sambora not happy with this at all. Now, he even volunteered himself. He gave extensive interviews, was all ready for it. John invited him over to view it. They were going to watch it together for the first time. He got so pissed off, got up and left.
Ugh.
He must not be portrayed well.
That's what his rep said. His rep said he did not like the way he was being cast, especially the way he left the band, apparently. So you got to pay attention to that. I'm dying to see this. Yeah. Apparently, John was not a saint during his marriage, which is kind of upsetting to me. I kind of thought it was like John and Dorothea against the world. They were high school sweethearts, and he was the one that didn't mess around, but apparently he did mess around.
That's sad.
It's National Pretzel Day today. You want some free pretzels?
Yes.
Annie Ann's is giving out free pretzels.
The best pretzels in the world.
Oh, my God. They really, truly are. You got to be a rewards member. No big deal. Just sign up through the app. You get one free original or cinnamon sugar pretzel. No purchase necessary.
Yum. I think there's some Philly Pretzel Factory specials today,
too. I'm sure there are. Just stop in.
Philly Pretzel Factory. That old man in the office who comes in around 9:50 every day, sometimes he makes a pit stop. I don't think he listens to this station because he's so old and this music is weird to him. But old man, can you bring us some pretzels?
He does listen.
He knows what I'm talking about. Old man.
Joe, apparently, no serious talk here. Royal news. Apparently King Charles not doing well. And they're even like updating his funeral plans.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, how long has he been king?
God, could you have...
Not very long. Thing, right?
Not he waited long. His whole life for
to
this.
Be king, I know. And then
I just can't wait to be king.
Guys. And then,
It's what the POP. This is proof that like this is what you want, you will get, because everyone didn't want him to be king. They all were counting down to King William.
Has got Kate to deal with, his mom to deal with. It's a lot.
That is a lot.
I feel bad.
Well, his mom is gone.
Well, right.
She's not there.
No, but I'm saying right now he's got two people in his life.
His dad and his wife.
What did you say?
His mom.
No, that's
gone.
Not what I meant.
No, yeah.
I meant Kate and his dad.
Sorry,
right.
I'm sorry.
That's what I meant.
I'm heartless.
Oh, God.
We need to start drinking.
And Rebel Wilson's memoir. Everybody's buzzing about Rebel Wilson's memoir. She's calling out all kinds of people. Sacha Baron Cohen and a royal who invited her to an orgy and all this stuff. So apparently.
And that was obviously Queen Elizabeth.
Stop it. I'm thinking it was, who was that? Either
it was Andrew.
Right?
That was Andrew.
So apparently it's being published in the UK with some of the Sacha Baron Cohen stuff taken out.
Oh. That means the lawyers talked.
I was going to say, some lawyer spoke up. All right, there's the scoop.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.
Some shocking stuff coming out in this Bon Jovi docuseries. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. Chris, Joe, and Gianna. It's called Thank You, Goodnight. It's out on Hulu now. And we're hearing all kinds of stuff about this. Like, you know, I think the big bombshell is that he wasn't faithful to his wife, you know, all these years. I mean, he was at it for, 40 years? I mean, Bon Jovi's been around a long time.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think were we all naive to think that he was faithful to her?
Did we care?
I mean, cared. That
sincerely.
I cared. Absolutely. Oh. I think we Jersey girls, we liked this fairy tale of him marrying his high school sweetheart. Talking about John Bon Jovi, right?
Yeah.
Married his high school sweetheart. They've been together since like the 80s.
Right.
And they always seemed like they were beating the odds. Like all the other people were jerks. They were all other cheating. Right. He wasn't. And that's the facade that he put up. And now we're hearing that wasn't true.
I feel like there's something always magical about people in Hollywood staying together for a long time. So even just that, and then you put the New Jersey aspect on it to us, that's, you know, it's tugging on the heartstrings. And I think he said, quote, "I haven't always been a saint." And then he goes into the detail. It's just a lot.
It's a lot. It's kind of shocking to me. And two of the band members, Tico and Alec, ended up in rehab. Substance abuse.
Yeah.
Which, again, were we naive to think that wouldn't happen? Because that happens a lot in the music industry.
Especially in the era of their heyday. I mean, you know, their heyday was a time where things were just being thrown at them, you know? And they got famous real quick.
They did. And John said, look, if you were looking for like a puff piece, this is not a puff piece. He is digging deep and telling you all the challenges they had throughout the years. And it wasn't all good.
Right.
You know what I mean? Kind of interesting. We have a little bit from John here. Listen.
This docuseries helped me. It's like a cleanse. You know, you look back and you're looking forward at the same time.
I feel like he drops a lot of bombshells in this, which is like probably good to get off your chest to a certain degree after, you know what I mean? There's a lot of things that have happened with him and the band. Just good to get it off your chest and move on.
We never know who's on good terms there either sometimes, you know? That's been fascinating to watch.
Well, what's interesting is he said that once it was over now, Richie Sambora, all of them, David Bryan, Tico Torres, obviously Alec John Such has passed, but they all sat down and they gave, you know, like extensive interviews. They were all on board with this. And then John invited Richie over to his home in New Jersey. Richie came to New Jersey to view it. I think it's like 5 hours, right, Joe?
Because it's multiple parts. Yeah, I think it's like an hour apart or whatever.
Total, mm-hmm. It's like 5 hours. And they sat down, watched the first three episodes. I think there's five episodes in total. Watched the first three episodes. Richie got so mad, got up and left.
That's crazy.
That is rough.
It makes me want to watch now, though.
I know, seriously. And his rep said he did not like the way he was portrayed, especially, like, he did kind of suddenly leave the band. I remember at the time, we were like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he didn't like the way they framed him leaving.
Right.
He's been in and out of the band several times
And I feel like he's had his own demons that he's battling. I mean, he went through that public divorce with Heather Locklear and, you know, all that stuff. So I'm kind of anxious to see, you know, what happened. Apparently, this is the first time we're hearing about his 2022 vocal cord surgery. Still recovering from it. He says it's still, you know, still kind of climbing back. All sorts of stuff. His really close friendship with Bruce Springsteen over the years. I mean, I think we knew they were sort of close, but I think he's revealing that they were super close.
Yeah, I think I always thought that was a friendship of convenience. Like, well, we have to do a lot together. We always have to go to the state events together. We'll just do this together. That's what
Jersey
I was
assuming.
Yeah.
But apparently he looks at Bruce as like an older brother, and they do a ton of stuff together. Their kids went to school together. They were always, seems like they were together a lot more than we think. And he said they just kind of kept it quiet. There was no reason to tell everybody. But now he's like, whatever, we take long rides together. We do all kinds of stuff together.
Well, don't they keep popping up at like ice cream shops and stuff together?
Now he says they're not hiding it anymore the way they used to hide it.
So weird.
What a weird thing to hide.
They always show up at Creamy Freeze and Freehold or whatever.
Jersey Freeze.
Yeah, that's it.
Freeze. No, there is a Creamy Freeze also in Freehold. I was going to say it's somewhere else.
Dear Chris.
Yeah. So it's out now, the Bon Jovi docuseries. It's called Thank You, Goodnight. Anybody want to give me their Hulu password?
I can get one for you.
I don't know that I'm on my own Hulu. I don't remember. I'll have to look.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.